call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
In absence, Councilmember Herman.
Okay, council, you have the agenda in front of you. We need to delete item number 10 and item number 29. That being said, is there a motion to approve it with those two changes?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Is that you, Tim, or you? Okay. Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Black.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
For all comments, we'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phone and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next item is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of the open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone that would like to address the council? Seeing none. Next item is consent agenda, items 1 through 8. Council, do you have any questions about the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is use of city streets, item number 9. Terry Kelly, reference second annual poker run, August 2nd. Golf carts, side-by-sides, and mowers. I believe Mr. Kelly brought in a map of the proposed route. Do you have anything to add, Terry? Go ahead.
You can stand up or...
Yeah, no, you're fine. Right. Just still.
No, just try to simplify the route a little bit. Going to start at the community club, or the plan is to start at the community club or center. As you can see, I've got the streets, I guess, go out to Doug Lobdell's old shop, which is now Black Diamond Metal Works, and then come back from there and just try to make it as efficient as possible. Just up and down, basically down Main Street, a little short trip on Oak Lane to Samson Fence, and then back up to Main and finish up at Tavern 61.
I did speak with the police chief today. He said last year there was no problems whatsoever, and he would recommend that you folks approve it.
Make a motion. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Black.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion
You're
carried.
Good to go, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Next item is item number 11, bid opening. Sealed bid opening, reference West Loretta Street property. We have one bid here. City of Bluegrass, I, Jeffrey Wolf, is bidding on the 0.39 acres off Highway 61. My bid is $13,000. I'm going to put roll-off dumpster and maybe a building. I'm thinking about a lot of things. Thank you, Jeffrey Wolf. Yes.
Down by me.
Right there by him, yeah.
So the next procedure, as you know, the next item on the agenda, you would set a public hearing. And what we do is I'll put that in the Quad City Times that the city council, if you make a motion to accept his bid, then we set the public hearing. And then to allow anybody from the public to object, and if there's no objections, the council can officially accept the bid.
I make the motion to accept the bid.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Block?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried. Okay, so the public hearing will be August 4th.
Is there a motion, item number 12, is there a motion to set the public hearing for August 4th, 2025 to authorize the sale of the real property, sorry?
I make a motion.
I second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next item is engineer's report. Item number 13, engineer report, you have Mr. Janicek's report. Mr. Janicek, you want to hit on that quick for us?
Sure. Basically, we looked at Telegraph Road and Orford Street, kind of summarized in there what we did after the meeting a month ago. We went out and looked at it, kind of finalized what we thought we were going to do, and then we started setting up for survey, but then we got put on hold, and then, so Orford is looking, Jim Meyer, Director of Public Works, and Chad Bruce were looking at it, going to make some recommendations, and then figure out if I was still going to do it, or if they were just going to kind of run with it. So I haven't heard a final determination, but they had some ideas on both areas without engineering, so that was kind of where we left it. Jim may have an update on that. We can talk about that at the next item. The shed site, the site plans got reviewed, recommended for approval, and it goes to PNZ on Wednesday. That's Brandon Shed's site on Loretta. And then I met with Jim and Chad Bruce on Genesee for the existing storage site that is like south of Casey's and south of that residential, and then there's like maybe a CenturyLink building there. There's already a storage building. They want to expand the storage, and we went through the details on like storm sewer and the process. There's an easement that's kind of in the way of the building, and we're talking, and then some of that needs to get vacated, so we went through some of those details, and I haven't seen anything formal. We kind of talked through what was going to be required, and I think Chad and his surveyor and engineer are working on it, and the city should get something in the near future.
Question for you. I've been looking at this Telegraph Road thing since you went out there and looked at it yourself.
Yep.
I know it's a cost to the city, but would it be worth to hire somebody like Terracom to come in and bore down to see exactly what's down there?
We can.
The problem I see with that road is over the years, you get this dips and obviously the spalting of the asphalt breaking away, and I have a bad feeling that we might not have as good a fill in there as what we need.
Sure.
And that we're going to keep chasing our tail on it. I talked to some folks in the asphalt business and in the cement business both, and both of them recommended that we call Terracon in and have them bore, and they bore down, I guess, fairly deep, and then they come out and they tell you got X amount of percent of sand,
sure,
dirt, rock, whatever it is in there. The one guy kind of gave me a ballpark figure that it's, you know, you're somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 to have it done. But I'm kind of wondering if that's not an avenue we should look at, just for the simple fact that road just keeps, it appears to me like it just keeps settling down and down and down and just breaking away.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, to get recommendations from Geotech Engineer and then see what they think before we go ahead with something. You know, I originally looked at it as total reconstruction. Then we were like, when we didn't get the grants, then we were brainstorming, is there a more cost-effective way to resolve this?
Well, to me, it would make sense to do something like that, to know exactly what's there, so that in the future, if we did decide to completely reconstruct that road, whether it be concrete or our HMA, mm-hmm, you know, then we'll know what we're up against, if we're going to have to core it out so deep, or if we can just mill it out, or, you know, however we want to do it, you know.
Sure.
But I think before we just go and put an overlay over that and and lack of better words, as I've been told several times, put a Band-Aid on it. Maybe we ought to know what's there.
Sure.
Now, I know Public Works was just out there last week and put a bunch of cold mix in the low spots and everything out there. And it actually has helped significantly from what we had.
Good.
But I'm just kind of curious if that's... I'm asking for your opinion if that's something we should look into.
I agree. I think that's a good idea.
I mean, I could have I actually had our local asphalt company offer to go out and cut a core on it, but they only cut so deep.
Sure.
And they're not going to be able to tell us what's 5 foot down or 6 foot down. Now, myself and past Mayor Barnes was around and part of it when they did that road. We were here, and I have a sneaking suspicion that they used a lot of not very good fill in there.
Sure.
Kind of like what we're dealing with over there in Prairie Woods. But I would like to know what's there, or I think that we should know that for our taxpayers, that we're not spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to put a Band-Aid on something that's just going to be a problem in the future. We ought to know what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
When they core that, how many...
They'll do, it just depends. I can't answer that. I don't know that. I've never dealt with Terracon before. That was the name that was thrown at me by three different people, was Terracon.
Yeah, Terracon and Team Services are two companies that I work with a lot. There's a Braun that's more west of here, and so maybe I could get a couple proposals, get some recommendations, then I can run it by the city to see if you guys want to go ahead or not, once we know what a real price is.
Well, the two guys I talked to said that it may behoove us to get a hold of the Asphalt Association, and see what their recommendations are too. And I know one of the guys, the head of Manats Eastern Iowa, is. A guy by the name of Todd Powers, and Todd could put us on the path, and the APAI is what they call them, Asphalt Paving Association of Iowa. They actually come, and that's their thing. That's basically a free service that they come and give recommendation to.
Okay.
Providing that we want to stay on the asphalt side, or whether you want to go concrete, either way, I don't care, but. I just did some kind of investigation on my own just because I went out there in a couple of them spots, and if you kick the asphalt that was there that's all broke away, you don't have to kick very much and you're in mud.
Okay.
So I'm a little concerned about what's there. I don't know if there's enough fill there. I don't know what size diameter fill they used. You know, it may be such a thing that needs to be cored out. 10 or 12 inches in large diameter rock, and then small rock put on top of it before you put asphalt on it. I just don't know that, in my opinion, and of course it'd be up to the council to decide, but I don't know that we would spend, you know, $200,000-$300,000 putting an overlay of asphalt on something that, you know, in 2-3 years we're going to be right back to where we're at.
Sure.
Well, just a thought.
Yeah, hopefully that geotechnical report, either Terracon or King Services or whoever provides, that'll give us peace of mind going forward. What's the best option?
Yeah, and you know, when they do it, we obviously want north and south on the what I would call Main Street,
and then
on Telegraph itself, both, because we want to know what's there.
Absolutely.
So, are you going to spec this the work for Terracon, or are you going to allow them to come out and look at it and then?
I was planning on if I'm going to get multiple. But say I'm going to get a proposal from Team Services and Terracon, unless you don't want me to, I can just go with Terracon or whatever. But I can come up with a rule of thumb, how often do we want a soil boring done, and then, you know, core, bore down, do some testing, make some recommendations, get a price on both.
How deep you want to go, and, you know, whether, you know, you want core samples brought out or just auger plates through there to, you know, to determine the soil lithology. You know what your spacing is, and if you have some history, Mayor, on suspect areas, that's
I actually talked to Jim Meyer, Public Works Director, about it already, and I mean, for the areas that I know out there, I mean, I can guide you to the areas that I know are the worst, and if I can't, I'm sure Mayor Barnes could, because he was part of it, and that north-south was redone once after they did it the first time because it broke away on us. And there's actually, I believe it's probably up against the Barnes family's property there, but if you look over the side in that one area, there's water that comes out of that hillside all the time.
Okay.
So I think there's, you know, there's no drainage there, so to speak. And I know the place